American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rose said video exclusively obtained by Fox News Digital confirmed the shooting incident at former President Trump's Pennsylvania rally was a Secret Service failure. Rose told reporters, "We should have had better protection for the protectee, and we should have had better coverage on that roof line." Video taken by James Copenhaver, one of the victims wounded in the July 13th assassination attempt, shows someone moving across the roof. A heads up for those around Florida and the southeast coastline. The National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on potential tropical cyclone 4, which is currently crossing eastern Cuba. Fox Weather said Florida remained under a state of emergency as officials urged residents to prepare now. The Hurricane Center is now highly confident that the disturbance will develop into at least a tropical depression, if not a tropical storm or hurricane, by the end of the weekend. If the system becomes a tropical storm, it will be named Debbie. Warm Gulf waters are expected to fuel development. Fox Weather's Ian Oliver said the storm could stall over the southeast coastline after moving across Florida.
You're in a favorable environment. This storm could be intensifying at that point. And with a stalled or stalling system, a slow-moving one, that prolongs the amount of time that we could see impacts.
Parts of Florida could see 3 to 5 inches of rain with higher totals possible. A recent report said Vice President Kamala Harris reached out to her pastor, the Reverend Amos Brown of the Third Baptist Church in San Francisco, California, before formally deciding to enter the race. Ryan Foley, reporter at the Christian Post, talked about Brown's background on Washington Watch.
But he accused Trump of trying to incite a second civil war because after her debate with then Vice President Mike Pence in 2020, he called her this monster that was on the stage with Mike Pence and a communist. So this prompted Amos Brown to write an op-ed for the New York Times saying that his remarks were nothing less than naked racism and misogyny.
He also talked about his comments in the aftermath of 9/11 at a memorial service in San Francisco.
He was asking a bunch of rhetorical questions basically designed to imply that America kind of deserved it. He was like, "America, is there anything you did to set up this climate? What did you do, either intentionally or unintentionally, in the world order in Central America and Africa where bombs are still blasting?" So he was also talking about failure to show up at certain global warming conferences and a conference on racism as reasons why the U.S. might have deserved 9/11 terror attacks.
He went on to say Brown's comments made people upset in the crowd and that then-Governor Gray Davis and Senator Dianne Feinstein got up and walked out of the speech. He also said Brown has held elected positions in San Francisco and is currently on the city's African American Reparations Advisory Committee. To comply with a new state law, University of Alabama and public schools are shutting down their diversity, equity, and inclusion divisions. Here's AFN's Bob Kellogg.
In March, Governor Kay Ivey signed a law doing away with DEI programs that she contended pushed ideology that was counter to what most Alabamians believe. Matt Lamb of the College Fix notes rather than being fired, professors will refocus their teaching in other areas.
If the employee is a good employee and can provide value to the university outside of DEI, then that's certainly fine. I think the main issue is not the individuals who, you know, happen to be working in a DEI office.
He says officials need to be aware of administrations that are simply slapping a new title onto a DEI program that they intend to keep.
And what's important is that these politicians and citizens and other people ensure their universities are not simply renaming departments or offices, but doing the same bad things.
However, the University of Alabama is establishing its Division of Opportunities, Connections, and Success to help students overcome access and achievement challenges. I'm Bob Kellogg.
You can find more news at AFN.net. We appreciate your listening. Have a great weekend. For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.